This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Thursday, February 2nd, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Howdy gang, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Just a quick note before we dive into it. I've received quite a few emails from listeners who are digging the Daily Dope during their morning commutes. And that's great, it really is. But I do want to point out that there will be times when the latest episode may not be available until your commute home. I'm doing my best to bring you each episode as early as possible, but sometimes there just isn't enough on the Gaming Gang news wires to put together a long enough episode first thing in the AM. So enough about that. Let's see what's cooking in tabletop games. Fred Distribution has announced that a selection of games from Eagle Games, Griffin Games, Face to Face, and Tactic will be going out of print at the end of this month, and they will not be printed again. No longer available will be Charon Inc., Cornucopia, Birds on a Wire, New England Rails, Permagon, and Baltimore and Ohio. Also biting the dust are Bacchus, Blazing Aces by Reiner Knizia, Boomtown, Bridgetown Races, Bucket Brigade, Cave'em, Destination Trezor, Genesis, My Dwarves Fly, Phoenicia, Take It Easy, Techno Witches, The Club, Uptown, Warriors, Warriors Dragon Horse Expansion, Worm Up, and Why Did the Chicken? I have to be honest and say I haven't played the great majority of these, so I don't know if too many people will be shedding any tears. But Charon Inc. was alright, and was actually one of the first games reviewed by me on the podcast. In fact, I think it might have been my first review. I will point out I really enjoyed Baltimore and Ohio, so if you're a fan of railroad games or challenging multiplayer play with almost no luck involved, you really will want to get B&O. Although it isn't a pretty game to look at, that's for sure. For the family gamers out there, Fox Mind Games has released their 2012 schedule. Now available is Rise or Fall. Jocks, cheerleaders, geeks, punks, goths. What's your favorite clique from teen movies? Play as one of eight groups and try to get the most popularity points. Watch out for those who defend themselves against your sneak attacks. And above all, make sure not to get caught by the principal. Shades of the Breakfast Club, anyone? It's for 3 to 8 players, 7 and up. In March comes Four in a Square. Be the first to form a square with 4 balls of your color. Stimulate your neurons in this quick and fun strategy game. Place a piece of your color in an empty spot and slide a board tile to get 4 of your color in a square. Four in a Square is for 2 players, 7 and up. April brings iGo. iGo is an addictive game that gets the whole family thinking on their feet. Quick to learn and easy to play at any moment, it's probably the best card game of the new century, as far as Fox Mind Games goes. Draw cards in turns and try to improve your hand. Think yours is the best? Declare, I go! Were you too hasty, or was it worth taking the risk? Be alert and astute and win at I go. For 2 to 4 players, ages 8 and up. May brings Quick Quick, which is a fast-paced matching game for kids and parents. Can you use your eagle eye to spot the differences in the animal's skins? Then act as quick as a fox to collect as many cards as possible. Collect the most patterned cards by matching the right skin pattern cards with the right animals. It's for 2 to 4 players, ages 4 and up. June brings Map It. Is Bangkok north or south of Cancun? What about Mount Everest? Is it to the east or the west of St. Petersburg? If you're not sure, make your best guess. Young minds and seasoned globetrotters alike can lose themselves in the fun of this great game of directions. There's 2 editions that'll be available, World and USA. It's for 2 to 6 players, 10 and up. Chocolee arrives in July. In this sweet and nasty game of tactics, place your delectable tiles to conquer the largest chocolate area. Connect your tiles to get the largest area of your kind of chocolate, white, milk, or dark, and block your opponents by overlapping their chocolate pieces. It's for 2 to 4 players, ages 8 and up. And then sometime in the spring or summer will come String Railway. Get ready to stretch your imagination as you build a twisting, turning railway network. Exquisite visuals, simple rules, and strategic gameplay make String Railway a delight for family nights and avid players alike. Using colorful strings as your tracks, you'll aim to outwit your opponents by taking control of strategically placed stations and building the most profitable railway network. It's for 2 to 5 players, 8 and up. So there's plenty of family gaming fun on the horizon this year from Fox Mind Games. Coming soon from Asmodee is Mundus Novus, a game for 2-6 players. It's the art of trading in the new world. It's the 16th century. You're a powerful merchant in search of riches from the recently discovered new world, Mundus Novus. To transport gold and precious commodities, cocoa, corn, vanilla, you and your fellow conquistadors will charter fleets of caravels, seek the support of famous backers, build warehouses and buy goods, expand your business empire, and make a fortune. Created by Bruno Cathala and Sergei Laguette, Mundus Novus offers an immersive voyage exploring tactics and trade at the dawn of a new America. It features an immersive tactical game, three ways to win, and endless replayability. Outside of those sketchy details, there isn't much to tell except the game will release sometime in Q1 and carries a retail price of $29.99. It does have a pretty box, though. If you're like Elliot and I, you're going to be in attendance at either Origins or Gen Con, or maybe even both this year. Both conventions have their pre-registrations open for business. The pre-registration savings last until April 30th for Origins at OriginsGameFair.com and June 30th for Gen Con at, amazingly enough, GenCon.com. We'll have more info about our plans for both conventions, and we're hoping to put together another round of dinners to hang out with us at both conventions. And don't forget to say hi if you happen to see us bopping around. GMT has revealed their current production plans for 2012, although there's always something new being added to their print schedule. Here's what their current game release schedule looks like so far. Mid-March will bring Virgin Queen and the anticipated 1989. I'm really looking forward to this one, as it has gameplay that's similar to Twilight Struggle. In fact, one of the same designers worked on it, so I'm pretty excited. Although I have to admit, with GMT, I'm excited to see anything they come out with, because I'm seriously one of those GMT gamer types. Late March will bring Dominant Species, the card game, as well as the new edition with new art for the third edition of Dominant Species. April brings Bomber Command, Ardennes 44, which is a new edition, and Reds, which is a reprint. May brings Next War Korea, Panzer, expansions 1 and 2 will print along with it, and Red Winter. June brings Bloody April 1917 and Crown of Roses. The third quarter of 2012 will bring the following, plus probably a few more that make the cut on the GMT P500. Andean Abyss, Fading Glory, Pax Baltica, Saints in Armor, Space Empires, Close Encounters, and The Hunters for ConSimworld Press. Fourth quarter will bring at least these, and probably a bunch more, one or two additional Commands and Colors Napoleonic expansions, and Mr. Madison's War. Obviously, there's loads of serious gaming goodness coming from GMT, that's for sure. Those who play Magic the Gathering will be happy to know that Wizards of the Coast has released the Magic the Gathering Toolbox app for the iPhone and iPod. Now players can build decks, develop strategies, locate events, and keep track of life, and as we joked about, it's Magic the Gathering life, on their iPhones. The latest daily Magic the Gathering news will also be available at your fingertips. Nicely enough, the Magic the Gathering toolbox is free, although players can pay a small fee to update their deck builder with the latest Magic content. You can visit the iTunes store today to get the Magic the Gathering toolbox app, and it will be available for iPads and Androids soon. Calling all Blue Blaze Irregulars. The Buckaroo Banzai adventure game is coming this spring from Adamant Entertainment. Adamant Entertainment, in association with the Banzai Institute for Biomedical Engineering and Strategic Information, has entered into a license agreement in which Adamant will be producing the Buckaroo Banzai adventure game, a training manual for Blue Blaze Irregulars which uses the format of a tabletop role-playing game in order to prepare BBI recruits for the sorts of situations in which they may find themselves while aiding Buckaroo. The training manual will feature guidelines for taking on the roles of either your own Blue Blaze Irregular Strike Team or the roles of Dr. Buckaroo Banzai and the Hong Kong Cavaliers themselves. Familiarize yourselves with global threats ranging from red lectoids from Planet 10 to Hinoi Zan and the World Crime League. Learn about the specialized equipment available from the Bonsai Institute, such as the Oscillation Overthruster and the Jet Car, and begin to embrace the motto of the Blue Blaze Irregulars, helping him to help us. Buckaroo's on sabbatical in the Lamaserie of Kathmandu, said Reno, Nevada, the Bonsai Institute's director of merchandising and tenor saxophone for the Hong Kong Cavaliers. But he's pleased as punch about the adventure game. We've discussed the need for a training manual for the Blue Blaze Irregulars outside of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance and the Hagakure. So yeah, thumbs up from Buckaroo and from us here at the Institute. As a BBI since the release of Docudrama in 1984, I'm thrilled to be working with the Bonsai Institute, said Gareth Michael Skarka, director of Adamant Entertainment. It's been a dream project of mine, and I'm honored that Buckaroo has seen fit to give us his blessing. Adamant Entertainment is proudly offering an exclusive pre-order for the Buckaroo Bonsai Adventure game. The game will ship in April, and this pre-order entitles customers to the hardcover final print version of the adventure game, the PDF when the file is sent to the printers, your name listed as a Blue Blaze Irregular in the credits, an official Blue Blaze Irregular identification card, and a special pre-order exclusive PDF adventure. The Blue Blaze pre-order of the Buckaroo Bonsai Adventure game is available for $49.95 plus $7.95 shipping and handling at adamantentertainment.com. And finally, if you'd like to see an amazing Kickstarter project that has blown apart all expectations, even though it isn't a game per se, take a look at the Order of the Stick reprint drive. Obviously, many of you already know about the Order of the Stick comic, and this project is to reprint the third volume of the series, War and XPs. For those who aren't in the know, The Order of the Stick is a comedy, fantasy, adventure webcomic created by Rich Berlew, and it hasn't been in paper format since 2005. With a goal of $57,750 to begin with, and 19 days left to go on the project, as of this recording, the project has 5,455 backers and a pledged amount of $379,713. Yes, folks, well over $250,000 has been pledged, and I wouldn't be surprised if it hits $500,000 before it's all said and done, by people who love the wacky, quirky characters in The Order of the Stick. How cool is that? Pop over to Kickstarter and give the project a peek if you think I'm kidding. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, and until then, have a terrific Thursday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.